So wrestling happened.
Yep.
It was a lot of wrestling happened.
That a good wrestling, actually.
I mean, no, it wasn't, but okay. Sure.
I mean, we had Grey Muda.
SmackDown, we had Rampage. I mean, you know, nothing really good happened.
Muda?
I mean, that's a thing, but everybody knew it was going to happen, so it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, so SmackDown started out with the Bloodline showing up, and the whole entire Bloodline, Roman included.
Yeah.
I was not expecting the whole Bloodline to show up together, but it was fun. And Roman officially welcomed Solo Sikoa to the Bloodline. And he also yelled at Sammy. He yelled at Sammy. How did you feel when he yelled at Sammy?
Like, I figured, like, some shit was gonna start here. So, yeah, that's what I literally said to you, this shit's about to hit the fan. So.
Yeah, and I told you he was gonna be named Honorary Uso.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. They ripped off the t-shirt because he had a Bloodline t-shirt on.
The old one.
Ripped it off. Yeah. Roman was angry. And Roman said, take that t-shirt off. And then he gave him a new one. An Honorary Uso t-shirt, the Sami Zayn. And now he's part of the Bloodline. He acknowledged Roman. And now he's officially fan.
To the dismay of Jey Uso.
Yeah, because Jey Uso was fucking livid when that happened.
Yeah, that's what I meant by it's about to like hit the fan.
Yeah, and you can see more of the dismay happen later on in the show. It's real, like, we all know where this is going. And, like, some people out there want something. I'll explain later what they want. But I don't want that. But some people do want it. So then we had Lacey Evans versus Liv Morgan. And throughout the whole match, Lacey is just like beating the shit out of Liv. Fucking Liv up. Just beating her ass. And like, okay, I mean, Liv's the champion. She should be doing better. And throughout the whole thing, they just keep talking about, well, Liv can't get extreme. Liv can't get extreme. It's like, okay, sure. She can get extreme. And Liv winds up beating Lacey Evans, and Liv just fucks her up with a kendo stick, then puts her on a table. And this is like one of the best shots that I've ever seen when it comes to stuff like that. And Liv fucking jumps off of not only the Titantron, but the top rope, but the corner. She jumps right off of the corner and splashes Lacey Evans. And it's the camera work was spectacular on that.
I loved it.
Yes, it looked amazing. And, like, that's for all the people who think Liv can't get hardcore. She got super hardcore.
Like, she actually kicked the camera, whatever. I actually think that was done on purpose. Like, it looked like it by accident, but it was just by design to make it look cool.
Yeah, it made it look great.
Yeah.
So then we had Hit Row having a watch party, and the Street Profits were there. Then Shinsuke Nakamura was there. It was like, okay, you guys are having a watch party. It leads to something for next week, but it's like, I mean, it was really kind of unnecessary. It was just like more to just put over the Profits. So then we get Sammy, and Sammy's there, and he gets confronted by Mad Crap Moss and Ricochet. So as he's getting confronted, they're talking so much shit, and then Solo comes up and helps Sammy and beats the shit out of Mad Crap and Ricochet. So what I mean is, online, there's a small percentage of people who want Solo and Sammy to be a tag team to dethrone the Usos.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
I don't mind them being a team for a minute, but not against them.
Yes. So then we get this championship celebration, a recap of the Usos being tag team champions. And I totally forgot that they did not hit the number mark yet, because they are now the third longest reigning tag team champions, because they haven't hit Demolition's mark or the New Day's mark. So I think they're going to let them beat the New Day's numbers.
I think so too.
And if they... Listen, if they don't, it's going to be fucking one day off. I promise you, it's going to be like one day off.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. Because I actually thought, you know how it is, when they start giving out the numbers, 9 out of 10, that person's losing. So part of me thought, maybe the Braun and Bruce were going to win. Like, very doubtful, but like, the thought was there, at least for me.
Well, that's for you, because the last four times they have done the same exact thing, you have had the same exact thoughts. But the last four times they've done this, it has never changed. Yeah. They did the same thing with Roman. They did the same thing with an Intercontinental title thing. They did the same thing with the tag team titles one time, and nothing has happened. And it's like the last four times they brought up the numbers, nothing happened.
Yeah, so they changed narrative on that. They used to do it like that.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, and the ones that I mentioned were all under Vince, so it's like, this has kind of been a thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, they are hyping it up. The ones that you have to worry about is when they don't say anything. When they just mention it in passing, and it's like, yo, he's been champion for X amount of days. Like, nobody could take him down. And it's just like, okay, you just mentioned that in passing. There's no big deal about it. There's no nothing about it. You just mentioned that in passing for no reason. And boom, there it goes. That's when that person loses the title.
Okay.
So then we had the New Day versus the Maximum Male Machos. So throughout the whole match, Maxine, grabs a camera and starts taking pictures of the Maximum Male models while they're in their whole thing. And Renegade called it. He's like, yeah, she's going to make them lose. And she does make them lose, because they pose for her and the New Day rolls them up. And once that happens, LA Knight gets very angry. And yes, I called him LA Knight because he gets angry. He loses his cool. He's not even Max. He just goes into LA Knight mode, takes off his jacket, and storms out. And it's like, yeah, he's definitely going back to LA Knight.
It's like the last time, like, when he got mad like that, like, his voice changed and all.
Yeah, and, like, he had anger, and just, like, it just was like, yeah, this isn't Max Dupree, who's all laid back and a piece of crap. Yeah, this is LA Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they reinforce the ring. They're literally reinforcing the ring. Then we go backstage again for another fucking backstage segment. And we have everybody there. And they're all watching. Los Lotharios come in and they kick them out. But behind them, there's a QR code. So, yeah. More White Rabbit.
I really thought that was going to be done today.
There was something that was done after the show was over. The White Rabbit coordination were to Monday Night Raw on Monday. So it's like, yeah, it's all a big thing.
Oh.
And then we had Braun Strowman Bread versus Otis. And it was funny because when Otis was coming out, Michael Cole made a Heavy Machinery reference.
You noticed that too, right?
And Corey Graves goes, yeah, I got that reference. It's like, yeah, like we all got that reference. And Braun power bombs Otis. So, you know, he beats Otis, whatever. We get the Brawling Brutes and Sheamus in the back talking about their match later on. So then we have Drew McIntyre. It comes out and said, it's going to be a strap match between me and you, Karrion Kross. So you can't get away. So he actually brings out the strap, straps up Karrion Kross, who comes out to attack him. But Scarlett gets in the way, and Scarlett throws a fireball that completely missed. Drew had to sell it like it hit him. But Karrion Kross winds up choking out Drew anyway. So it's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Yeah, but like, at least Extreme Rules is actually going to be Extreme Rules from old when it was Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
When it started being, when it was Extreme Rules from the very beginning, every match had a stipulation. And that's what it feels like we're at now. We're at every match having a stipulation.
Yeah, I feel like there's not a match announced so far that has not had a stipulation so far.
Yes. So then we get Dakota Kai versus Raquel Rodriguez. And the match is going down, and then Shotzi comes down. And Shotzi comes down to help Raquel. Dakota Kai gets the win, and it sets up a match for Bayley versus Shotzi next week. It's like, okay, that's a dope match. So then we get Los Lotharios come in and beat up Hit Row, and that sets up a match for them also next week. It's like, okay, cool, whatever. So then we get to the main event. The main event, which is the greatest tag team match that they've put on SmackDown in a long time. Yeah. This was amazing. This was fucking amazing. This was like one of those matches that you're just like, holy shit, like WWE can put on tag matches like this? This is like some shit you would see in like an AEW show. And it's like, this is a WWE main event? What the fuck?
Whoever produced this match deserves a raise.
And I think, like, during this match, like, this was like, it creeped into my mind and was like, it's not a real thing, but it creeped into my mind. It's like, could this be sent a message to some people? And it's like, this looks like this could be a message to some people. Like, we take tag team wrestling very serious here. It's like, was this a message? It might have been. It might have been. It looked like a message to me, because if I was sitting at home, fresh off of suspension, thinking about not coming back, I'd be like,
Message received.
Because there was a lot of super kicks in this match, and like,
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, also, like, the other people that WWE has quote-unquote reached out to, probably sitting there like, we got all of the belts. We're going to lose them eventually. We did start here. So this felt like more of a fucking mission statement than, like, just a regular match, because this was just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, I didn't expect Ridge Holland and Pete Dunne to work together so well, but, like, goddamn, they really were fucking great together.
Right? Thank you, man.
Yeah, I fucking loved it.
More of that.
Oh yeah, this is definitely more of that, because like the less of that is like not good. But yeah, so that was SmackDown. So then we had a 2 hour long rampage, grand slam page. Yeah, I'm gonna call it a grand slam page. That actually sounds cooler.
Okay.
And it started out with Darby and Sting versus the House of Black. This match was good. The ending, I didn't like the ending. And everybody's gonna be like, why didn't you like the ending? Like, the great Muda was there. Why didn't you like the ending? Because of something that happened in the ending. So it's anything goes, false count anywhere, blah blah blah. People are dying all over, and it's like, okay, perfectly fine. Muda comes out to save Sting, and it's like, okay, awesome. But Buddy Murphy bumps into Julia Hart. She's supposed to hit a table. She literally misses the table by miles. Her ass breaks a corner of the table, and the rest of her head hits the goddamn concrete with force. And it's like, Jesus Christ, this girl could have died. What the fuck, man? Like, that was the only thing that pissed me off about this match, because it's like, everything else would have been great. This ending was not great.
And the top of her head hit the guardrail too. So.
Yes, very bad. Very, very bad. I didn't like that at all.
I agree with you. That point, I'm like, I think she's hurt.
Yeah, she was fucked up. Like, she was fucked up. And it's like, when you see it, it's like one of those fucking Mankind bumps. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
And like, for a small girl, like, not disrespecting girls, but she hasn't wrestled like that. She's young. She hasn't wrestled like that. And she hasn't took as many bumps as, like, other people. And for her to go crashing through that table that way was very scary and dangerous. I didn't like that.
Yeah. She's still a rookie, you know, for all intents and purposes. She's, like, what, 19, 20?
Yeah, she's 19. I think she might just have turned 20.
Very young, so for her to take a bump like that, like, that wasn't good.
Yes. So then we had Hook and Action Bronson versus 2.0. This match was there. I mean, you know that Hook and Action Bronson were going to get the win, and it's like, okay. Action Bronson did a little more moving than I thought he was going to do. I just thought he was just going to stand there and just be like, okay, guys, ha! Like, he did a couple moves. Alright, cool.
Alright.
Yeah, and they wind up double Red Rumming 2.0. It's like, okay. So, then we get War Joe versus Tony Nese and Josh Woods. And they just, like, this match, I'm like, oh, wow, this match is going to be long. This match was like 5 minutes. This match was like 5 minutes. War Joe destroyed the shit out of Tony Nese and Josh Woods, and then triple gazillion powerbomb fucking, what is dude's name? Smart Mark Sterling. And it's like, damn, dude. Okay. So then we went on to what I've heard a lot of people say, oh my god, this was my match of the night on Rampage. And like, to me, it was like, no, this wasn't it. But like, I see why a lot of people say that, because it's their style. It was Jungle Boy Jack Perry versus Rey Fénix. And like, it was a good match, but it wasn't my match of the night.
Okay.
And Jungle Boy gets the win, and it's like, oh wow, he gets the win, that's cool. And after he gets the win, Christian Cage shows up. And we're like, okay, Christian Cage is here. Fine. And then Luchasaurus shows up. And Christian is like, I'm going to take you out just like you took me out. It's like, okay. That's, I really don't care about that. Like, it's so bad that, like, because Christian is hurt and, like, there's nothing else that they can do, it's like, I don't care about this. Like, at all. Like, I'm not a huge fan of this. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I would have disagreed with you, because I really enjoyed the match itself. But this whole shit right here, like, it took me out of it. So, it took a bunch of points. So, not to mention it, like.
Yeah, and then we have a Jericho celebration thing. And Jericho's celebrating. And Danny Garcia keeps telling him, yo, I got something to tell you. And he's like, no, just save it for the celebration. You won a title too. Save it for the celebration. And it's like, he's trying to tell you something serious. I see it, but I don't know what it is. So then we get Sammy Guevara versus Eddie Kingston. And this is like, they turned a shoot into a work.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, fine. And this is really funny because on Dynamite, there was a bunch of spots where the referees were just like total shitbags and they weren't calling shit. And it's like, no, we're just going to not call shit. We're just not going to call shit. No, fuck it. We're not going to call shit. We're going to let interference happen. Fuck it. And Eddie Kingston is so angry at Sammy, he puts him in a submission and won't let go. And Paul Turner runs down and is like, no, we're overturning this and Sammy wins, not you. And like, Eddie beat the shit out of security and I would have too. Like, but.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it's funny because like they turned it into a storyline and it's like, okay, cool. So then we got Diamante versus Jade Cargill. And honestly, nobody would have thought that fucking Diamante would have beat Jade Cargill, the fucking forever champion. Nobody would have thought that Diamante would have beat Jade. Nobody. And of course, Diamante did not beat Jade because Jade is that bitch. And speaking of that bitch, like, Trina, the baddest bitch, was there, and Trina turned on Diamante and went with Jade. So, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, and it's so funny because my sister does not watch wrestling at all. She literally texted me and was like, yo, Trina's gonna be on AEW. What channel is that? I'm like, oh my god, they actually brought Norman in to watch the fucking show. Like, that was fucking awesome.
So it's working for them. All right.
Yes. So then we get the Golden Ticket Battle Royal with a bunch of everybody's who are not people that you're like, oh, they're, somebody's gonna win the championship. Like, shout that's like cool. And it's like, no, it's just a bunch of everybody's. And like the only two main eventers in here that like are worthy of championship matches are in here, and it's like, oh, well, of course those guys are gonna win, and of course Hangman Adam Page wins, and it's like, oh, well, I mean, of course, like, why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So then we get to the main event. And this was my match of the night. Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks. And it was so great because, like, the promo that started off was Will Hobbs was like, finally, finally you're here. Finally this version of you is here. So it was a lights out match. And this match went all over the goddamn arena. And one spot in this, and I swear to God, this one spot, I thought Ricky was paralyzed forever because Hobbs put the chairs back to back and he flipped Ricky on there and his ass, I swear, it went ass cheeks between those two chairs, and I swear it broke everything in Ricky. And you can see Ricky not moving. He's like, oh my God, I can't move. And I thought he was dead. So the ending came when Powerhouse Hob ripped off a light, which was funny because it's a lights out match. He ripped off a light and he was going to hit Ricky with it. But Ricky grabbed it after he speared Hobbs through a table. And Ricky hits him. And the funny part is, makes a fucking sound. It's like, bing! And you're like, oh my God, he fucking hit him for real. Then Ricky hit the Rochambeau on Will Hobbs and pinned him 1, 2, 3. And this is one of the things I give credit to every wrestler that does this. Every wrestler that does this, I give tremendous credit to. And Ricky did this. As he's pinning him, you can see Ricky going, are you okay? Did I hit you too hard with that shot? Are you okay? And Ricky is like literally making sure that Hobbs is okay after the pin and everything.
Yeah.
And like, Hobbs is probably like, dog, are you okay? Like, I didn't know that you were going to flip on that thing like that. And Ricky gets the win. He gets his redemption. And so what did you say about that match?
Oh, the line I gave you? Okay. They had commercials. Like, the spiel that Justin Roberts said, that basically AEW's not responsible, that's the whole point of it, lights out match and whatever. Mm-hmm. Why have commercials then? Like, the point of commercials is to pay for the fucking, like, match or the show. You don't need it at that point.
That's true. That's true. But, like, that was very weird. But, yeah, that's, like, that was the show. And on Monday, there's going to be more White Rabbit Lotus thingies, because that's the actual address that the flyers told us to go to. Even though half of this was leaked earlier in the day and nobody was like really shocked by any of it, because the stuff that you scan on the QR code was leaked at like 4 p.m. by WWE by accident. So that was a bummer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And we knew about the code and everything. It was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we see how that's going. All right, cool. All right. So, yeah, that was a thing. So, yeah, like, that's everything we got. This is the end of this episode. We'll be back next week with normal stuff.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Yeah.